Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. It's Thursday, February 9th, and like clockwork, we are coming to you live from beautiful, beautiful, sunny, warm, blue skies, Los Angeles. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you, so please call in to listen live or ask questions at 347-857-2710, or you can also email us here at shoes at goodvibeexperience@gmail.com, and we are definitely going to have one of those good vibe experiences today. So again, that 10-digit number is 347-857-2710. So let's get this good vibe experience started. And let me ask you this. What does your aura say about the men you date, the people you work with, or the ability to make money? Well, my guest today is going to provide answers to all these questions, and she is, wow, a talented woman. She's a gifted clairvoyant intuitive who can see, feel, and hear the ethereal world. We're talking angels, spirit guides, auras, and a whole lot more. Through her unique gift, she can reveal your soul signature by reminding you of your innate greatness, of your own clairvoyant abilities in order to attract and experience your best outcomes. She's also the author of a fabulous book. I highly recommend it. It's a life-changing book, actually, called Forgiveness, The Divine Connection. And this is the most exciting thing, has just finished production on her highly anticipated web series, Celebrity Clairvoyant. So please welcome a special woman who ignites your spark the moment you meet her, Cindy Goldenberg. Hi, Cindy.
Oh, wow. I'm in love with myself. Thank you. Wow. It sounds good coming out of your words, you know. Like
I know,
that.
But you know what? As I said that, you lit up the switchboard. It's
yeah,
on fire.
Good.
It's on fire. I mean, we have people holding on for dear life, but before we get to them, we want to talk to you for a little bit. And
Yes, I know. I can feel it. I can feel it. Well, first of all, let's just say happy birthday, sweetheart. It was your birthday yesterday, I celebrated it even though I wasn't with you, but you are just such a beautiful shining light, a yellow aura, a good morning bunch of daisies, represent optimism and everything great. So I high-five you back and say happy birthday, and I thank you for all the wonderful work you do. And,
thank you. The aura works, so I know you're going to give our listeners.
It's true. Yeah.
Our listeners some tips. So how do we, let's get right to the down and dirty. How do we begin to access our own clairvoyant abilities?
Well, you know, that's what I love to teach is that we have an aura, we have a signature, a soul signature, which is made up of our aura, which is the color and the energy that our body exudes, that our memories exudes, that our past exudes, our present. All we have many different, like a rainbow, we have many different auras of energy that are always expanding and moving. It's lovely all around our body and around our, it's our energy, invisible, like gravity. You know, it's there. We can't see it, but we can measure it and we know it's there. And then the other part of a soul signature is our energy imprint or our style. And unlike the aura, which is kind of a personality method as well, our aura color that we're born with, which I'll talk about real quickly. And like I said, you're a yellow, you know, a yellow personality method. The energy imprint is your style. And it isn't something logical. It's your presence. It's your, quote, oh, gee, I have a good vibe when I walk in the room, or, ooh, you have a good energy, or, oh, that person is so negative. It is literally the energy of who we are. We see a little dog and it yaps. We see a big dog like a Labrador retriever or something, and they're a little more mellow. So our energy, what we imprint, is really our style and our way that we move through the universe. And then the other part of ourself is our soul purpose, which is more gained when we do our inner work, our self-discovery. It isn't what we think, what we're meant here to do. It's something that comes up after the fact. And then the other part of our soul signature is our higher self, that unique, ethereal, all-knowing, connected, eternal being that also has a personality. And so this is what we
do. There's a lot going on.
It's
really complex. And you know what? Let's take one of these callers. They have been so patient and been on the line for a while. Let's tune in to someone and see how maybe you can talk about the soul signature of our first caller. Hello, you're on the line with Cindy and Lauren.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. What is your name?
Well, my name's Joy, and happy birthday yesterday, Lauren.
Oh, well, thank you, Joy.
Thank you so much for taking my call. And I would love to learn more about my footprint, as you were talking about. That would be wonderful.
Yes, yes. Oh, Joy,
I
know I'm going to interrupt right away because I just got to blurt it out. So what I'm going to tell you about, yeah, I call soul signature because it's all of us. And what I love to teach about and write about all the time is when we take time, it's kind of like we don't want to do a pedicure and a manicure and get our hair done and a massage all at the same time. Let's go slow and do a little bit and look at each one. And the more we focus on something about ourselves that's beautiful and methodical and welcoming and receiving, the more it expands more of the same of that worth and joy and everything else. Okay? Saying that, you are a violet aura, which is an emotional color. The auras are like the rainbow. They are mental, physical, and emotional, which we are as human beings. We're all three. But it is your nature. It is easier for you to be passionate about something or emotional about something or be drawn towards people who are easily can express themselves or how they feel versus someone that's like, I got to go walk the dog. I don't want to talk about this. So you're very open. You're not opinionated. And you're very altruistic. You really do see the best possibility. You have a universal mindset. And so what I'm going from is your violet color, which is your personality, is something you can Google too. You know,
Joy,
Google.
If I may interrupt, Cindy, is Cindy on the right path? Do you agree?
Yeah, totally. Totally,
okay.
But I didn't want to interrupt her.
No, okay,
yeah.
Great.
I know. Well, that's all right. You have to because God knows, you know, I get lit. But I also now your imprint, your energy imprint, like I say, is very particular. So not so much about just the aura color. Now I'm tuning into just you. I kind of feel like I want to dance slow and turn my body in and turn my shoulder in. And what that shows me is by feeling this compulsive need to move through something. I don't want to mean need. You're not needy. It's that you find a way. that tells me you find a way, that there are no obstacles. Your vision actually pushes you to kind of edge your way in there, shoulder first, to get through the other side. And so you're very deliberate and particular, and you've had a lot of, quote, consequences go sour, so to speak, in your youth and young adulthood, and it actually made you a richer, more benevolent, loving, respectful of life person now. And then your soul purpose and your higher self, you really work with the angelic realm and ascended masters, and you have a very calming presence. People come to you. And so overall, just a quick tip, it's like carry the worth and the possibility for, you know, big things, global, peace on earth, mm-hmm. abundance, all those things. But also know you do not have to carry people individually or fix them, that they have their own divine team, and that you are really here to be the example. Okay? So does that all make sense?
It does, actually, and that's just wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Joy, I'm just curious, what line of work are you in?
Oh, my goodness. Well, at the moment, I source goods for a company, a couple of retailers, but do a lot of very spiritual things as well, too, and that's where I would like my path, you know, to be. But people do tell me how much they feel my presence when I'm into a room, even strangers that I've only just met for the first time. You know, they tell me how much they love my energy. And so it's just really great to hear all of that from Cindy.
Well, thank you for calling in. Please don't go anywhere. We're going to have lots of other information, and Cindy's going to talk about a unique event that she's doing that can also be streamlined. So thank you, Joy, for tuning in, and please stay with us.
I will, and thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Totally beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, Lauren, I love doing this because really, I know as much as it's encapsulated and we're trying to hit, you know, as many people possible, the message is all the same for all of us. It's we think we look in the mirror or we think we go, oh, I am great, or yes, I did accomplish this, or I make this money, or I lost this weight, or I didn't, or whatever. But the point is we think. And it is a certain vibration and a certain energy, and we are humans and we think. However, when we take the time to, like I say, kind of savor that understanding, that uniqueness that is beautiful and formless, that really isn't a, you know, yes, you can mirror and put your hair and makeup and things and take care of your teeth, but that formless part of us, that beautiful soul, that desire, that all these words, when we really look at ourselves and say, ooh, I'm really meant to be this way, like Joy, I'm sensitive but have a sense of purpose and fulfillment on a large scale. When we look at those things and we really relish it and polish it a little bit, it expands. And that's what I see when I look at people's auras.
It's a validation of what people experience from other people, what they think about themselves. And also, it's also about knowing that what we do outside ourselves, whether it's our work, our attainment of material things, does not necessitate how we feel about ourselves. That's not where the validation comes from. It is through the inner discovery and knowing how we are, and it's even more empowering and powerful than ever before.
Yeah. But there are certain formulas to say, like, you know, like what you're saying in the lead-in, like why do I date a certain kind of guy, or why do I feel?
Yeah,
how
it helps
make
get
me feel.
You get.
Or even why do I crave certain kind of foods? Your aura and your energy is constantly changing, and it's adjusting to what you need for you, not against you.
Yeah.
And so if we just kind of sit from a point of view and then start to learn to dialogue, that's why I do workshops and write things and have a blog and I do a coaching program, because I need it. I need coaches and programs and need to go to Pilates and be told. We all need prompts to keep that part polished so we can make things go into that ease and make it effortless.
But that's what's so beautiful about
The
Forgiveness, your book, Forgiveness, the Divine Connection, which I did personally, because it is a journal-like experience, that every day you're to take 5 minutes and answer these questions and really have a soul searching. And,
and clean the slate and go, I'm okay, and I forgive myself for forgetting I'm great. It's not about condoning act or anything else. It's all about inner work of just going, hot damn, I'm fantastic and phenomenal, aren't I?
Yeah. So I'm sure there's several other fantastic people on the line, so let's go to our next caller.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the line with Cindy and Lauren. Who's this?
Oh, this is Bev calling from Florida.
Hey, Bev from Florida.
Yes, Cindy knows me.
Is this? Oh, I think I know.
Beverly Weinberger.
Yes.
Oh, hello, my darling. Oh, my God. Yes, I just, oh, yeah. But, yeah, I just got to do you. I just got to reflect who you are, because the minute before you even said your name, I just feel like Tinkerbells are everywhere, little fairies and little lights and little effervescent. You're this beautiful, I'm like, it's like cool and tingly going out in the cold, frosty snow,
Cindy,
but I'm not
chilling. Cindy, that's a whole other
show,
cool and tingly.
Yeah. Your energy is so light, and you have such beautiful beings around you. And I know Beverly does feng shui, and she attracts the fairy and elemental realm, a lot of fairies, and a lot of they show up as spirit orbs. And
that's right. In fact, I just sent you, I don't know if you both got the file of my most recent orb.
I see it. Yeah, it's phenomenal. It looks like snowflakes, little balls of light. But that's because that's your neighborhood. And you feel, you create through envisioning and seeing, and you're really, even though you're here as a human being, you're really from another, quote, enchanted land. And everywhere you go, you bring this enchanted fairyland with you. Now, I just using you as a color, and it's a lavender color, by the way. It's similar to violet. It's an emotional color, but it's exquisitely beautiful. When I say we go into places where, you know, we see candles or we see flowers or we see gardens or waterfalls, think of something where you kind of go, you know, breathtaking, and that's a lavender. And it's also packaged humanly in a little bit of a almost like a little flirtatious or oppositional thumb to the nose, kind of like, I know it is cute and pretty, but I like to do it in a little ruckus way. So the lavenders always have a little flirtation of life with them. They can be a little, and they're meant to be obstinate or oppositional, because it's really good for the rest of people to kind of, it's a way to get the attention that we all need to wake up and look and see in the direction that you're seeing, and see what you're creating, because what you're creating is real. See it, we don't. You need to catch our attention. So you got to wear the curly little can-can skirt to do it, okay?
And
so
she does. And Beverly's, you know, Beverly, you have to come on the show and talk about the feng shui and how that, with knowing your aura, really gives another tool of insight into how we can change our lives to bring more positive outcomes to fruition. So,
yes,
anytime.
I'd love to do that. We can set that up.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Well, let me ask you this, Bev. Are you really, you're starting to really formulate a so-called business plan, a vision, of really seeing something like you're really marketing yourself and your business and what you do, but it's not in a conventional way, but you're really being drawn towards people who are professionals that you're being displayed?
Yes, that is, I'm at the beginning doing the foundational work, just like feng shui.
Right, right, and it's happening. It's going to happen, and it's going to flip like that real big. So I feel that. It's polishing all your you know what I'm talking about, like product knowledge or whatever. And it sounds so, but it really isn't. It's just a reflection. It's kind of organizing our closet. We put our shoes one way, and then we're all clean, and then we want everyone to come over to see how organized we are. So you're organizing your thoughts, your presentation, your teachings, your observations, and it's all like manifesting a new reality for you very quickly. I can see that.
Yeah, thank you. Anything from Brandon?
Always. Your son is around you. He laughs. He plays the guitar, And he and you hear it often. You not just hear him singing, but it's like every time you go into the market, and you did the other day, you always hear beautiful strumming of guitars and guitar music, and especially even in an advertisement. It could be on a radio or something, but there's always a strumming of guitar behind it. He also sends a lot of ocean waves, the sound of the shh, and especially when the wave pulls back, the little trickling sound. And you often in the night can taste and feel that misty water. So when people leave the earth plane, and it doesn't mean that we don't grieve death, obviously, and of course we all do, and that's what I always talk about and go, that's our true, quote, hell or separation, is when our heart aches or when we're separate from something we love or someone we love. But in our ethereal state, astral state, or why we sleep, or when we're in that delta brainwave, we are there too, and we can feel and communicate, and they with us. And so a lot of times we have dreams or visions, or even when we're doing something on automatic, like just, you know, pulling in the driveway or going to market or doing laundry, we often can tune in to what they're doing. And that's when I say a lot of times when we get visions what feel like daydreams, like, why am I thinking of Disneyland, or why am I thinking of banana cream pie? Because our, quote, divine team, our loved ones, are showing us where we go, what we've been doing, and what they've been doing. So we kind of tune into two realities at once.
Yeah, and that is an affirmation. As I'm walking outside, I am looking at the Gulf of Mexico right now. It's sunset here. And I do get vivid dreams of Brandon where he tells me what he's doing. A lot of this, I'll thank you. Do you remember the beautiful reading you gave me when he passed? That was so
right.
Healing and so wonderful. And it's anyone who needs it should get it. It's great.
Well, thanks for bringing that up, Bev, because that's another gift that Cindy has, that she can tune into your loved ones and hear their voices. And we're going to be running out of time to get to all these other callers, so we'll hopefully have time for one more caller. But, Cindy, I wanted to talk to you about the big event that you're doing on March 11th.
On March 10th, close enough, 11 is a spiritual number. If you're here in Santa Monica, or go to my website, celebrityclairvoyant.com, celebrityclairvoyant.com, or my name, CindyGoldenberg.com, and you can attend, even if you're out of state or out of the country, because I'm going to do live stream. I have a live event at the Huntley Hotel in Santa Monica with breakfast and lunch, a beautiful lunch. And what we're going to do is make the clairvoyant connection. Not only is it readings, it's all about what we're talking about, the auras and energy. We're breaking it down, what it means. Everything is positive. You'll walk out of there knowing how to do a reading. You'll feel things, see things. It's going to shift your consciousness, clean and clarify your aura, your intention. And it's all about receiving your magnificent worth, because this is the year. 2012 isn't about a shift at the end of the year. It's already here. The shift is here. We just want to lean into it. And so that's my event. It's $150. However, anybody listening who can be here in LA who wants to attend, I will take $50 off, make it $100 if you just say that you heard this radio show or Lauren's name. Also know that when you do sign up, you get a half-hour private reading with me, a telephone reading.
That's worth its weight in gold.
Yeah, I mean, I'm giving it away. And I also want to say very quickly, everyone, please go on to my website and get the free easing posts, newsletters, whatever you want to call them, because I'm constantly putting up blasts and things. And Lauren, whom is really ready to make her television debut. I'm inches away from launching my web series, Celebrity Clairvoyant, and she is the regular co-host in my show and really brings a beauty and pizzazz and personality to it. So it features you, Lauren, it features me and a lot of guest experts and lifestyle, and so please sign up so you can watch it. It's going to come out real soon.
There you go in a nutshell. So, Cindy, within 1 minute, let's get one more caller. We have one time for one more caller, but in 1 minute, give our next caller a little bit of your magic.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the line with Cindy and Lauren.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jeff from Malibu.
Hi, babe. Hi, babe. Oh, Jeff. You know, most people that I read are lavender, and I think, gee, you know, Jeff is this beautiful lavender aura, and he is a Reiki master and teacher and also does a lot of different kind of healing modalities, and he is his soul signature really is interplanetary, which means Pleiadian, or, you know, not alien-like, but I call it like star beings, like beautiful beings that are from another planet. And so his energy is very clear and very healing, and he brings that to us in his presence and in his work. But, Jeff, I do feel I don't know if you met her or not yet, but you do have a girl. She's got a crush on you. So if it isn't happening, it's going to happen very soon. I feel her little hand, and she's got a dog.
See, this is what happens on this show. This is what happens.
You got a girlfriend coming around, so, you know, just keep the teeth clean and floss and chapstick ready, and there you go.
Imagine that. Okay.
That I do feel. But, yeah, Jeff, lavenders, all colors are great. It just seems like the lavenders and the violets really anchor like a new, playful, sweet bouquet of flowers. Like, what isn't there not to like and enjoy? Please look this direction. And so we anchor that, and we thank these people. And the way we tune into our own color is to just ask who we are, and you'll be guided to look at the same color over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I mean, this switchboard is going to blow a socket soon, so I think maybe we have time for another 1 minute call. Thank you, Jeff, for tuning in, and we'll hold on for more. Hi, you're on the line with Lauren and Cindy. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Sam. This must be a reunion for Cindy Goldenberg's old friends.
My beautiful Sam. Hello, Sam. Yes, Sam is a gorgeous, handsome man. He's a physical trainer. He's all these things. He was my personal trainer back in, 10-something years ago, or I can't more, 15 years ago. And he's a beautiful man, but I'm going to tell you, Sam, about your color and what it means to have people like you in their life. Sam is very clear and crystal, and we think of crystal or white as a non-color, but really it's all the colors incorporated to one. It is such a higher piece of heaven. It is like a cloud. It is a perfect diamond where it reflects everything and all-knowingness in a very calm, peaceful way. So people that have a crystal aura like Sam, even though they're physical and they could be like bodybuilders like he is, but they bring an energy of calm, intuitive knowing into all their relationships, all the people that they know, all the people that they think of. They are very rare, and they are very needed at this time for us to calm down. And we don't know why we feel good when we're around them, but we just know we do. Like something shifted, something
got clear. I'm going to have to stop you, unfortunately, Sam. There you go. We're out of time, but I want to give all our listeners, thank you. If we haven't gotten to you, please, I'm going to give you the information where you can contact Cindy, and she will be more than happy to give you an aura reading for being so patient and listening in. So that's CindyGoldenberg.com or CelebrityClairvoyant.com. Cindy, oh my God, this has been a powerful 30 minutes of joy, divineness, deliciousness, and you're going to definitely come back again and share all your...
Yeah, we need more time, don't we?
More time. Yeah. So March 10th, for this
March
special
10th.
One-day event in Santa Monica. So big hugs and love to you, Cindy, for joining me today and bringing all your spirit guides with you and your friends for calling into our show. So please join me next time for another wild and crazy journey in someone else's shoes, as my guest will be internationally acclaimed consultant in the field of creative success, Marsh Engel. This is Lauren Leibowitz, and thank you so much for joining us and listening to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. We'll see you next time, and I look forward to helping you find comfort in your own shoes. We're going to leave you with Caroline Waters and Full Moon Rising.
Thank you.
You gotta find you, you gotta